This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said Friday that with a COVID-19 vaccine on the horizon, nations must start investing and preparing for the next pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the UN General Assembly that many countries were simply not ready for a pandemic despite years of warnings. He said many mistakenly assumed their strong health systems would protect them from the current coronavirus pandemic. He said countries that have dealt with recent viral epidemics, including the severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is known as SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, or MERS, have done better in containing COVID-19. The WHO has met with criticism from some countries for its handling of the pandemic after China reported the first cases early this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has been one of the most vocal critics. On May 29th, he announced the United States will withdraw from the Global Health Organization. President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse that decision when he takes office in January. The health officers in six San Francisco Bay Area counties issued new stay-at-home orders on Friday as the number of virus cases surged and hospitals filled. The changes take effect on Sunday. They last through January 4th. The counties have not yet reached Governor Gavin Newsom's threshold announced a day earlier, requiring such an order when 85% of intensive care unit beds at regional hospitals are full. But they said the hospital system will be overwhelmed before the end of December, when Newsom's order would apply. It means restaurants will have to close both indoor and outdoor dining, bars and wine.